when the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Someone waits for me.
Welcome to the so-called radio time. Produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judge Conlon's with the mayors, and Bing's guests, old friend Bob Burns and new friend Kay Starr.
That's what I like about radio. You meet so many nice people.
Yes, sir. Now, here's the man who had his tonsils removed last week by Dr. Groucho Marx. How do you feel, Mr. Crosby?
I've been sick.
Oh, no. You're looking fine now, if I may say so.
Please do. I had quite a time with my tonsils, though, Ken.
Well, a lot of people have trouble with them. Even Al Jolson. I understand Jolie had a touch of tonsillitis last week.
Oh, no, Ken. Jolson didn't have tonsillitis. His tonsils had Jolsonitis.
Jolsonitis?
Yeah, that's a rare tropical disease you catch around money.
Boy, you boys sure get away with a mild form of humor here, don't you?
We just keep pitching, keep trying. But I don't want people taking me for Oscar Levant here. Maybe I better bust into song.
You're gonna bust alone or with some?
No, I thought I might bust with the Rhythm Airs. They're coming alongside now, and if my nose knows, I believe I detect just a touch of patine on the girl's ears. Now shall I burst into Pretty Baby? John Scott, we are ready.
What's patine?
Everybody loves a baby, that's why I'm in love with you. Pretty baby, pretty baby. And I'd like to be your sister, brother, dad, mother too. Pretty baby, pretty baby. Won't you come and let me rock you in my cradle of love? And we'll cuddle all the time. Oh, I want a loving baby, and it might as well be you. Pretty baby of mine.
Everybody loves a baby, that's why I'm in love with you. Pretty baby, pretty baby. And I'd like to be your sister, brother, dad, and mother too. Pretty baby, pretty baby. Won't you come and let me rock you in my cradle of love? And we'll cuddle all that night. I'm on a loving baby, and it might as well be you. Pretty baby, baby of mine.
Everybody loves a baby, that's why I'm in love with you. Pretty baby, pretty baby. And I'd like to be your sister, brother, dad, and mother too. Pretty baby, pretty baby. Won't you come and let me rock you in my cradle of love and cuddle all the time? Oh, I want a loving baby, and it might as well be you. Pretty baby, pretty baby, pretty baby of mine. Too high.
Bing, and boys and girls.
Well, we're very glad to hear that you liked it, Ken. What's cooking with you now?
Well, Bing, although Valentine's Day has passed, I've written a belated Valentine to the Philco 1405.
Isn't that sweet? Mm-hmm. Valentine to the world's greatest radio phonograph, huh? How does it go?
Well, it's like this. Point.
Point.
Oh, 1405, oh, 1405, I'd marry you if you were alive.
Wait a minute.
Well, this is a Valentine. You got to be romantic, haven't
okay,
you?
Okay, I guess so.
I love your cabinet, I love your dials, and your long-playing records that go on for miles. Sitting there on the table so sweet, if you had legs, you could dangle your feet. Oh, 1405, my heart speaks. It's triumph to ask you to be my Valentine.
Valentine, whatever is that?
That's poetic license.
Well, I'm revoking your license immediately. While I'm about it, I'm going to take away your hunting license and your driving license.
But, Bing, then I won't be able to drive down to my Philco dealer and hunt for those wonderful bargains.
Dear boy, you don't have to hunt for the bargains at your Philco dealer's. They're right there for all to see.
Yes. Talk. Thank you. Well, Bing, I just got the word about a brand new bargain. Folks, have you heard? For the next couple of weeks, you can save $31.40 cold cash at your Philco dealer on a sensational new offer. Now, listen to this. Without paying one dime extra, you get a record library of 40, that's right, 40 different selections on non-breakable long-playing records, plus a matching mahogany table when you buy the world's finest table radio phonograph, the famous Philco 1405. Now, how's that for a Valentine? You get the greatest tone and performance you ever heard from a table automatic phonograph. You get a matching mahogany table, you get a record library of 40 long-playing record selections, and you pocket a saving of $31.40 on the combination. Now, that's important money, so what are you waiting for? Get yours now at your Philco dealer and get the listening thrill of your life from Philco, the leader.
Happy Valentine.
Thank you.
Melody from La Belle, France. Lyrics from 42nd and Broadway. Decca number 24508, just for the record.
Let the raindrops fall, la 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 la. I don't mind at all, la 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 la. When I get your call, la 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 la. There's a bluebird singing in my heart. Let the clouds hang low over the trees. Let the winds that blow, go where they please. When you're near, I hear melodies start. There's a bluebird singing in my heart. I want to dance in the street. Say to people I meet, she's mine, all mine. I want to shout to the sun and say, come out to the sun. It's time to shine. So when things go wrong, la 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 la, I still have my song, la 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 la. Since you came along, la 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 la, there's a bluebird singing in my heart.
Let the raindrops fall, I don't mind at all.
When I get your call, la 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 la, there's a bluebird singing in my heart.
Let the clouds hang low over the sea. Let the winds that blow go where they please.
When you're near, I hear melodies start. There's a bluebird singing in my heart. I want to dance in the street and say to people I meet, she's mine, all mine. I want to shout to the sun, say come out to the sun. It's time to shine. So when things go wrong, la 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 la, I still have my song, la 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 la. Since you came along, la 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 la, there's a bluebird singing in my heart.
Well, we're going to have some good singing now because it's time to greet Kay Starr. We've been trying to snag Kay for several weeks, but she's been at the inauguration, and she's off on her honeymoon, and she's visiting her folks in Memphis, generally on the go. We finally cornered her, and here she is, the elusive, chantusive Kay Starr.
How you been?
Well, your presence here, Kay, gives me an opportunity to offer my congratulations on the happy event of recent dates.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You know, Kay, you're the first bride we've had on the program in some time. I'm surprised that Ken Carpenter hasn't written a poem about
it. Oh, I have written a poem about
it. Why do I open my big fat kisses, Kay, in my mouth?
May I open mine?
Not now, Ken. Kay's going to sing your selection, Kay.
How about the tune So Tired?
Oh, that's a fine tune, written by the old coal miner, Russ Morgan, along with Jack Stewart. John Scott, I'm sure you have So Tired on the racks there with the assist Miss Starr with some proper offerings and support musically. Thank you. It's a great pleasure to welcome an old friend to frolic with us on this half hour of Fumadiddle. Let's roll out the plush carpet for Van Buren, Arkansas's ambassador to the San Fernando Valley, Mr. Bob Burns.
Robert?
The ambassador.
Hello, Bing.
Well, it's good to see you again, Robin, and how you been?
Wonderful, Bing. I feel fit as a tiddly and ready to wink.
Okay.
Tell me, Bing, how's everything going on the old craft music hall?
Hold on, Robin. We've always been under a rock or something. We're not selling craft cheese anymore. We're on for Philco.
But, Bing, I don't understand. I listen to the craft music hall every week, and I still hear Ken Carpenter talking and you singing.
Robin Carpenter's still with him, but for the past 2 years, the singing you heard was Al Jolson.
Well, I'll be doggone. All the time I've been telling my wife you're getting better.
I've been holding out some of my best licks for television.
You know, Bing, it's funny. You and I have left the old music hall, but Ken's still with them.
Well, talent will out, you know.
Well, hello, Ken.
Hiya, boss.
Say, Ken, you're still with Kraft and your own Philco. How can you be loyal to both sponsors?
Oh, it's easy, Bob. You see, when I look at television on my Philco, I peek at it through a hole of a piece of Swiss cheese.
And if the hole is small enough, Bob, you only have to look at one wrestler at a time.
Boy, this sure is some reunion being with you two fellas. It's like old times. We used to be the Three Musketeers.
Oh, wait a minute. What about John Scott Trotter? He used to be with us, too.
In those days, we had six Musketeers. Well, how are you, John?
Just fine, Robin.
Say, you're sure looking good, too. Say, John, you put on a lot of weight.
You ought to see me through a piece of Swiss cheese.
You look just like two wrestlers. Anyhow, Robin, you must feel right at home, though, back with the old gang in front of a microphone, huh?
No, tell you the truth, Bing, I don't.
No?
This business has kind of got beyond me. I just don't understand radio anymore.
That's funny. You mean the old racket has you baffled?
Yeah, I'm all confused, Bing. For instance, all that fuss they made because Jack Benny went off of one of the networks.
Yeah?
Look at me. I'm off all the networks. I haven't heard a word about it.
But, Robin, how are your relatives getting by these days?
Well, Bing, since I got off the radio, my kinfolks ain't been eating so high up on the hog. You know, they still ain't working.
No?
I know they're not working. I don't know what in the world they'd do if it wasn't for my industrious uncle. That's my Uncle Fudd.
Uncle Fudd?
If it wasn't for his unemployment insurance, they'd starve to death.
Well, he must be a real go-getter.
Yeah, he goes and gets it every week.
I can just see him there lying down in the line.
Yeah. He says, roll me over and put it in my pocket. Yeah, he's a glutton for it. Of course, you know, Bing, money's always been a problem in the Burns family. On account of Papa, I guess. Uh-huh. Papa just loved to gamble. You know, when I was a little boy in my crib, I still remember Papa down on his knees yelling, come on, Dice, baby needs a new pair of shoes. Would you believe me, Bing, I never did get them shoes till I got old enough to fade him.
No, you're rolling pretty good here tonight. Are you sure we couldn't coax you out of retirement? After all, I have the responsibility of running a ranch, and I find a little time for radio.
What responsibility? You're a dude rancher with a lot of hired help.
Oh, no, you're so wrong. The kids and I fenced in 40 acres last summer. Gary fenced the south side, Lynn the north, and the twins, Dennis and Philip, fenced the other two sides.
Well, why should you be taking vows, Bing? What are you responsible for?
Gary, Lynn, Dennis, and Philip. I was consulting engineer on the fence job. Someone has to handle those technical problems, you know.
Bing, I hate to tell you this, but boy, you're a dude.
I'm no dude.
I saw them fancy towels hanging in your bathroom marked his and hers.
What do you got hanging in your bathroom?
A potato sack marked to whom it may concern. I want to tell you, if you're going to live on a ranch, you should learn to rough it.
Oh, that roughing, that's all right. That can be overdone, too. You can still bring a ranch a little up to date, you know.
Now, you're talking just like my wife. I wanted to keep the old-fashioned, the place old-fashioned, and back to my own trouble again. Can't read. I wanted to keep the place old-fashioned, and she wanted the place modernized. We finally compromised, though.
How?
I let her have her indirect lighting, and she let me keep my indirect plumbing.
Sounds like an eccentric compromise to me, if I've ever heard it.
Well, there's no explaining a woman, Bing. Mm-hmm. If you want indirect lighting, you just got to let them have it. But it sure is tough to read a catalog, Bible.
Well, anyway, Bob, I understand you're one of the leading cattle and poultry men in the San Fernando Valley since you've retired and got out there and...
Well, yes, I was, but my dairy production's in a critical state now, Bing. Well, that's what I come to see you about.
How can I help?
Well, I'll tell you, Bing, science has found that music's got a great effect on animals. Yes. All over the country, it's used to increase farm
production. I've heard of that. It's got to be quite a thing, yes.
Yes, sir. Well, I've tried different kinds of music, but the thing that really helps my animals is a record you made years ago.
What old platter of mine is such a smash on the farm, Robin?
Just a Gigolo.
Oh. Just a Gigolo. I made that back in 1928.
That's the one. Mm-hmm. That's right. I played that record so much, you wore it plumb out, and I can't replace it.
Well, must you have that same record?
Well, Bing, you know what Sinatra does to Bobby Soxers?
Yeah?
That's what you do to my cows.
Do you mean I'm the Carl Brisson of the bovine set?
Bing, when I played that record, them cows were so content they even joined in. Yeah. While you was boo-boo-booing, they was moo-moo-moo-mooing.
Oh, good. I like group singing.
Yeah. Yes, sir, Bing. Thanks to that record of yours, the cows gave more milk than any other cows in Canoga Park.
Well, now, that's a big compliment. That really is. And I feel good about it. But, Robin, I'll bet anybody else that's singing would do just as well.
No, sir. No, sir. I tried Sinatra.
And?
Skim milk.
Oh, well. Well, any cow that wouldn't give for Sinatra is just dogging it.
I want to tell you, Bing, I tried them all.
Yeah.
Perry Como,
yeah.
Just a drip or two.
Yeah.
Carmen Lombardo, nothing. But when I played your record, Bing,
yeah?
Can't get the buckets under there fast enough.
Oh, what a picture that would make when I'm singing White Christmas, huh? Really send them, huh, Robin?
Bing, you're their boy. They're just crazy about you, especially my pet Guernsey, Bessie.
Bessie, huh?
Mm-hmm. Bessie just rolls her eyes around. Bing, when you sing, her eyes light up like a pinball machine.
And you finished that and you're his champion. Let me see.
Wait, let's start over. Her eyes roll around like a pinball machine and her tongue lights up.
I tell you, that's right flattering. Bob, are you on the level about this whole thing, though? Do you mean to say that after all these years of serenading, my biggest appeal is to cows?
Oh, no, Bing. The bulls like you, too. You know, boy, that's the whole key to your success. Men don't resent you.
Sometimes I wonder why.
But it ain't just the cows and bulls, Bing. That voice of yours even got an effect on my chicken.
Oh, you're kidding. The last chicken my voice affected was Constance Talmadge.
Bing, I want to tell you, it would have done your heart good to see them chickens, how they reacted to your crooning.
Yeah?
Eggs is coming out two and three at a time. I tell you, those chickens were laying billiard shots.
Yeah. Oh, now, Robin.
No fooling, Bing. If I can't replace that record, production at my ranch will be at a standstill.
Well, why does it have to be an old record? Why don't you try some of my new Decca releases?
Bing, I've tried all your latest records, but it just ain't the same with them animals.
You mean they want the old Crosby?
No, I'm looking at the old Crosby. They want the young Crosby.
Well, even before you came over here, Bob, you knew that record was out of existence. Now, what can I do to help?
Well, I kind of thought maybe you'd come out the ranch and sing to my animals in person.
That sounds like a date Brother Everett would book.
But, Bing, if you knew how those animals loved you, the reception you get, while you're singing, cows giving milk, chickens laying eggs... Honestly, they appreciate you more than people. I take this audience right here. Just look at them. What do they do when you sing?
Bob, please.
They just sit.
Now, Bob, here.
Well, it's the truth.
Robin, will
I
you
get
please?
To see one of them. Now, Bob, take that lady over
Bob,
there.
Bob, are you in? Okay. I'll do the song for you just as I did back in 28. Our technicians will record it and your problem will be solved.
Well, that's awful nice of you, Bing, but I really promised them animals I'd bring you out in person.
Well, don't worry. I'll say something personal on the record, something real chummy, huh?
Get your bazooka and we're gone. Ready? Wait a minute. He's unleashing this instrument of torture.
Oh, just a gigolo. Everywhere I go. People know the part I'm playing. Paid for every dance, selling each romance. Every night, some heart betraying. There will come a day, youth will pass away. Have you tried the breath, or later? When the end comes, I know they'll still just a gigolo. As life goes on without me.
Wow.
everything and
bum.
No. That reminds me, they're playing a beautiful new tune on the cash register at our Philco dealers right now. And all you folks listening get a great break in the chorus. It's the big hit number that says, save $31.40 on the most sensational radio phonograph offer of 1949. Here's how the words go. Don't pay a dime for a matching mahogany table valued at $20. Don't pay a dime for a complete record library of 40 different selections on non-breakable long-playing records. Just treat yourself to the world's greatest value in an automatic table radio phonograph, the famous Philco 1405, and your dealer will include the matching table and the long-playing record library at no extra charge. Now, brother, here's a bargain in anybody's book, a clear saving of $31.40. Say it with music on your Philco dealer's cash register now. And remember, thanks to the resources of the world's largest radio manufacturer, you can always be sure of getting the greatest values first from Philco, famous for quality the world over.
A traditional Irish ballad now, with a few changes in the original lyric to suit a general audience.
If you ever go across the sea to Ireland, then maybe at the closing of your day, you will sit and watch the moon rise over Clyde and watch the sun go down on Galway Bay. And the strangers came and tried to teach us their way. They scorned us just for being what we are. But they might as well go chasing after rainbows or light a penny candle from the star. And if there's gonna be a life hereafter, and somehow I'm sure there's gonna be, I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the Irish Sea.
That about gets it for now. My thanks to Bob Burns and K-Star for joining us tonight.
Bing, I sure did enjoy my visit.
Me too, Bob. Say, do you suppose Bessie, your cow, was listening to the program tonight?
Bing, if she lives 1,000 years, she'll never forget to thank me for having you make that record.
Now, wait a minute, Bob. Now that this thing is all over, really, you can't tell me that you understand that animals really want.
Oh, Bing, I don't know how you can... That's just because you're not a farmer at heart.
You really can figure...
Anybody, honestly, Bing, I never told you this, but anybody that loves their animals and lives with them, like I do my hogs, you get so you can understand what they're talking about. I was out in the hog barn the other day, and I heard two old sows talking through the fence to each other. One of them says, "Have you seen your boar friend lately?" Wait.
Next week, Bing.
Well, okay, next week, Abe Burrows and Peggy Lee climb aboard.
Say, I heard that operetta that you did with Abe and Peggy a few weeks back, and, boy, I'm telling you, it was a riot.
Well, I'm sure glad you liked it, and Abe and Peggy will be back with us next week. Be sure and hear that one, too, huh, will you?
Yeah,
we're going to do another operetta, you know. But now, before shoving off, I would like to salute the Boy Scouts of America and their fine program of character building and training for good citizenship. Right now, there's a great need for the training of boys and young men, and the Boy Scouts certainly accomplished this end. Thanks very much, folks. And good night. Thank you.
This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood. Underwood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Conlon's with the Mayors, and Bing's guests, Abe Burrows and Peggy Lee. And remember, keep your eye on your Philco dealer now for the greatest values in radio phonographs from Philco, the leader.